Friday, December 23rd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. When Barack Obama became president and appointed Tom Vilsack Secretary of Agriculture, they promised an in-depth overhaul of GPSA to give livestock producers fair leverage in the restructuring of livestock industries. GPSA rules had not been enforced, and the restructured industries were leveraged against independent livestock producers. They held hearings for public input and put an aggressive individual, Dudley Butler, in charge of GPSA. Butler thought that he had the support of the administration, Secretary Vilsack, and the Justice Department. The short story is that in 2010, the Obama administration proposed changes to buying rules for livestock that made the large livestock integrators nuts, producing huge blowback. They have lobbyists which did a number on independent producer interests in Congress who defunded USDA efforts to change the rules. By 2012, support for the overhaul of GPSA faded. Dudley Butler resigned in 2012. And by 2014, he was calling for the resignation of Secretary Vilsack. There are few independent livestock producers in the integrated poultry and pork industries today. As a general statement, independent livestock producers either retired or became contract producers. Technology and efficiencies favored what had been the industrialization of those meat industries. One former farrow-to-finish hog producer said that he believed that by providing 80% of the labor to the family hog operation that was integrated with grain production, that he could compete with the large integrators. That turned out to be wrong. There were many years when the integrators bought corn below the cost of production and then overcame the other obstacles with strict management and scale. The industry played favorites with different markets for different hog producers. Integrators purposefully want to produce one hog too many so that they can buy the hogs that they still procure from others cheaper while they profit from sophisticated supply chains that market pork. I gave up on any idea that independent producers could beat this system or that the government was going to do anything about it long ago. The fact that the integrators can't own cows like they do sows keeps that industry from being chickenized. But even then, captive supply and the contraction of price discovery has been diminishing that industry's market transparency and viability as well. The online weekly cattle auction is an attempt to push back the forces of integration with expanded price discovery. The Obama administration's attempt to inject some Theodore Roosevelt trust busting into GPSA proved quixotic and was shut down by the industry in a manner that no one is going to try to resurrect it again. Just as they are about to leave office, the Vilsack USDA issued three rules called the Farmer Fair Practice Rules. It is sort of a last-ditch final attempt to do something for poultry producers who, for the most part, only exist in nostalgia. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. One of the Fair Practice Rules says that a poultry producer only has to prove individual harm rather than that those practices harm the industry. Another rule gave producers more rights relative to contracts. Some contracts banned producers from even showing the contracts to lawyers. Integrators could give undue price preference as determined. Another rule challenged the tournament payment system used by poultry integrators. The contract structure of the poultry industry appears so onerous to me that I have long been amazed that they can entice anyone to participate in a system where the deck is so stacked against them and GPSA really offered no protection. The hog industry is different, essentially becoming a group of integrated systems producing hogs on contracts who pay farmers to become real estate investors, building them hog houses for pig space rent and manure. Most farmers don't own hogs anymore. The integrated poultry livestock integrators thought they had beaten down these rules, but were surprised by the last-minute attempt to reinstall them. Frankly, the rules don't go far enough. I am in agreement with the American Farm Bureau Federation, who gave their position on the rules. We have asked for changes to stop harmful business practices and protect chicken farmers. A one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work here, and that's why we also work to preserve the contract arrangements and marketing practices that make the beef and pork industries competitive. These proposed rules will strengthen GPSA's ability to evaluate business practices in the poultry industry and better protect individual farmers from discriminatory treatment. The NCBA and MPBC are aligned with the integrators against the rules. Where's the NCBA on protecting producers when packers and retailers exert their market leverage because they can? There was nothing in these rules to bother cattlemen or NCBA. And yet the cattle organization is amazingly quiet over the beef and cattle price divergence that costs producers billions of dollars. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.